This used to be known as Passion Sunday, but now it's known as the fifth Sunday of Lent. And so next Sunday, we're going to be entering the holiest season of the church year. But let's see what Jesus has to say as we approach this final Sunday of Lent, building up his message for us. This is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers the day I took them out of Egypt to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from the least to the greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil deeds and remember their sins no more. The word of the Lord. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe off my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my sins, and of my sin, cleanse me. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and willingly sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Create in me a clean heart, O God. The second reading, a reading from the letter of Paul. It's not really from Paul. It's not known, determined. It's a letter from the Hebrews. In the day when Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all others who obeyed him. The word of the Lord. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ, glory to you. Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever serves me must follow me, says the Lord. And where I am, there also my servant will be. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will possess it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on the world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from this earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for me or for my sake, but for yours." And so what did God say to us if we are going to hear? And so the voice that came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." That's what God says about Jesus. "I will glorify it and will I glorify it again." And this voice has come from heaven for who? for you and for me. Over and over again today and every day that I meet people, I remind them, especially the baptized, today was baptized. And yet everyone I met today was in deep, great suffering and agony and in carrying a cross. And so as I looked and saw them, a young man came and his brother brought him to me and said, I really believe he has a demon. But as I looked at him, what I saw was suffering. This young man didn't have a demon. This young man had tremendous suffering. And he was in anguish because he had gone so far from Jesus Christ. And so as I looked at him, I saw the power of Jesus in him. And I reminded him of that. And so we prayed a lot to bring that. He's been through a lot of stuff. Young man with his girlfriend, with his journey, and all the kinds of things he went through. But God was calling him back to a Lenten journey. And I saw the beauty. I saw Jesus. But I saw Jesus tormented and anguished. And his main problem was not his adulterous affair. His main problem was that he really thought that he was in control of his own life. Self-reliance. And it was so beautiful to see him come to a new life. And as he began to see this in his life, that he had been this way for a long time, just controlling what he was going to do and supposed to do. Over and over again, those who hear this message today have really come to know Jesus in a new way and can listen to the message, because Jesus said through even the Old Testament, because it's his voice, even as it comes to us through Jeremiah, that Jeremiah and Jesus are really saying somewhat the same thing. You were not cast out into exile and abandoned by God, but I will write in your heart a new covenant. I will write it in your heart, and you will be my people. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. That's what God said all that time from Jeremiah the prophet until you. You have God's law written in your heart through baptism. You are Jesus in the world today. I will make with you a new covenant. You are mine. And he says, create in me, that's what the responsorial says, a new heart. So your Lenten journey as we come thus far, and for me and for you, I felt it this morning. I felt God saying to me, John, I want to live in you totally and completely. I will place in you a new heart. Now, what is that going to require? It's going to require the only one who is able to do it was Jesus. So when we come to that second reading to create in us a new heart, then we must, as he did, son though he was, he learned obedience from what he had suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. That's you, me. This is a great new world we're living in. Let's do the Lenten journey 100%. And how is that going to be done? All right. It's easy. No, it's not. It requires total, but it's easy to know what we have to do. And that is, I have glorified you. And what is that? I want to live in you completely. How does that happen? You must die. The seed falling into the ground must die. It must die in order to obtain eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. And so Jesus is saying to us today, very completely, the seed falling into the ground must die. You must lose yourself completely. I had another wonderful person with me today, and it was really a question of a total submission. A beautiful, beautiful soul, really wanting. She was so in love with God. She had become a convert, and she had come into the church. She had given up everything in order to become a Catholic. And as she embraced Jesus, she felt so in love with his Sacred Heart. And it was her heart, his heart, that so drew her. And as I was with her today, I really experienced a new level. But with both of those people that I was told you about today, there had to come a death. And that was the principal blockage in their hearts. As they came to Jesus, they realized that there was a lack of total surrender. You see, as we approach Lent, and as we approach Easter, he keeps telling us over and over again, you must die in order to obtain eternal life. All over this world, as you hear my voice, many of us are dying. Yes, you are. I had a beautiful young man with me today, and he's a paraplegic, and he was about to die two times. He was about to just die, and dying was easy, surrendering totally to God. This Sunday, if we're going to really live it with Jesus, is a message. You cannot follow me unless you die to yourself and rise to a new life. Any Catholic who has gotten this far, the fifth Sunday, unless you die, you cannot really and truly know what Easter is all about. Death is essential to new life. Calvary is completely and totally only open to those who are ready to die. And when you die, then you can gain eternal life. Only in total surrender. So if your Lenten journey has not led you to that complete and total surrender to God, then you're here at this part of the journey and you really haven't gotten the message. And it's not that you can't have it now. So wherever you are, whatever circumstance of your life that you are going through, here I am, Lord. I have come to do your will. The author of Hebrews has said it so perfectly. See, what we're not talking about is your physical dying. It's your choice. I will give myself completely to you. Now, as an alcoholic, I choose sobriety. As a worrier and as someone who is constantly overcome with my own self-will, I totally surrender it to you. I want to do your will. Create in me a new person. Put it in my heart. And so wherever I am in life tonight, may your will be done. As a student in school, as a person in the army, wherever you're leading us as a family, may your will be done. As I come to Mass this Sunday, as I kneel before you and I say to you, O Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done in my heart now. Amen.